This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
Folks, welcome to Racer Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
The segment's brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection, 6622 University Avenue in lovely San Diego. Go to stcarb.com for all your carburetor and fuel injection needs. And if you have a Porsche, Mini, or a BMW and you're done with the dealerships, check out Black Forest Motorsports. 40 years experience. They can do your street services, and they also can make that car go fast, and you can enter races with it. They have got 40 years of experience, and nobody knows Porsche, Mini, and Beamers like Black Forest Motorsports. Go to blackforestautomotive.com and check them out. All right, Brittany, my dear, how are you?
I'm well, thank you, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So I see you got a little hot shoe in the house.
Yeah, you know, we both call Barona our home track. Mm-hmm. We both like to race and we like to travel and race. Mm-hmm. We got to pit next to each other 2018 season. Mm-hmm. I got to know her a little bit better, and I figured our listeners should get to know her a little better. This girl's been at five different tracks just this season, so she's got a lot of racing under her belt.
And her name is
Kelly Witzel.
Hey, Kelly, how you doing?
Good.
You wish you'd be racing instead of sitting here talking to us?
Yeah.
I had a sneaky feeling.
Well, wait. Didn't you say she could have, but she chose?
We were supposed to race today in Campo, but she wanted to be on the radio.
So yes. Talk to me about Campo, because I have not. Everybody keeps. What kind of a track is it?
It's a flat track like Barona.
Dirt?
Dirt. It's smooth. It's fast. They do a lot of go-karts there and motorcycles.
Dirt carts.
Go-karts.
Yeah, but they're dirt.
Yeah, dirt.
Oh,
yeah.
Lots of dirt out there, Dave. I want to go out there because they do flat track. I've seen quads out there.
You know where it's at?
Campo. But I don't know exactly.
By the Railroad Museum.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the Railroad Museum, the Truck Museum.
Yeah, it's right up the street, into the road from that. When you get off the 94 to the train place, you just stay to the right and just follow it all the way out.
Oh.
I heard it's really laid back, really family oriented. Joe Stedman, Smokin' Joe, who we had on about a month ago, went out there to do his first flat track race.
Yeah.
And he showed up. He's a older gentleman. He said people just walked right up and said, would you like us to help you get your motorcycle out of your car?
Yeah, sure. Look like you can lift it.
Yeah. He said they were so friendly there and felt comfortable instantly. I've heard good things. And they've been open a lot during this COVID. It sounds like they got a lot of racing.
So what did you race out there, Kelly?
Yeah,
my Mini Dwarf.
Okay. So you've not been in a go-kart yet?
No.
Why would you want that when you got a Mini Dwarf?
Have you been in a go-kart?
Right? Oh, huh?
Hey.
We got Mini Dwarfs,
hey.
Huh? Hey. I just got a fist pump.
Have you been in a go-kart?
No, I won't knock anything, I suppose, till I try it. But we're dwarf car chicks. Another fist pump.
Until you've been in a go-kart, you can't say that.
So get
your foot fixed.
Right.
And I'm telling you, karting is a hoot.
She drove a go-kart in Fontana last year for some practice stuff.
Oh, yeah, at the asphalt track up there?
Yeah. Then she had a chance to race a go-kart at Campo a couple months ago, but she decided not to, and she would have been the easiest $300 that day
because she would have cleaned their clock.
Well, people, just incidents happen on the track and people break down and stop, and if she would have been the last one, she would have got $300
through attrition.
It was, hey, I'll give you $100 if you go out there and you win, to try to get her to go, and she's like, nope. Then that race came and gone, and it was like, you should have just went out there because all you had to do is go around the track and win.
Wow.
But would have won.
Would Dad let you keep the money?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Maybe go right back into your car.
So are you getting ready for 2021?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she still has another race this season.
Where are you going?
Campo.
No.
Cocopa?
Cocopa. Next week.
Yeah, she's still racing. She's still got a 2020 season. This girl's been busy.
How long does it take for you to drive out to Campo? I mean, to Cocopa? A couple hours?
About 2.5.
That's not bad. Well, you just sit in the back seat and sleep.
Yeah.
Watch videos.
Because you're just a professional driver, see, so they take you everywhere you want to go, right?
Do you work on your car? What do you do? What do you do?
The easy stuff.
Well, it's easy to you. It might not be easy to someone else. What do you do?
Might not be easy to Brittany. Because you don't work on your car, do you?
I do most of it.
Oh.
Yep, I do. I do a lot. That's what Steve always comes out. You must love it. You're in this garage all the time. I do just about everything, and I put little blue stickers on the things where I'm like, Dad, can you help me with this?
Oh.
Yeah.
So how long you been racing? Or how old are you, first off?
Nine.
How long you been racing?
I'm ending my fourth season.
Okay. Lots of experience.
So you plan to keep doing it and doing it and doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Go faster, bigger cars?
Mm-hmm.
So does she have to go up to Masters? Do you have to go to
Mini
Dwarf?
She's in
Masters. Oh, nine is Masters.
Nine,
5 to 8 is...
5 to 8 Sportsmen, then 9 to 13
so this
Masters.
Okay. First year as a Mini Dwarf Masters driver.
Did your car change any to become a Master? Does the car itself change?
No, not the car, just the motor.
Okay, so they do change the motor.
Yeah.
Just bumps it up?
Right.
Instead of going, 40 miles an hour, now she can go...
Yeah, it's about 5 miles an hour faster than it's not much of a difference because the rules are for the stock, for the sealed motor is pretty big already because with the flywheel and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to change the cam to make it, roughly 12 horsepower out of a 6.5 horsepower motor.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So next week, I want to know, is it like 2 days of racing, 1 day? Is it worth it?
The big cars will be 2 days and then the kids will be racing on Saturday.
Saturday, you're going race.
Yeah. Do you have to get up early?
No.
Good. You don't like getting up early, do you?
Nope.
I remember that from TV. You were not a happy camper having to come in at dark 30. I remember.
Of our family in the back seat here, they're giggling.
They're all chuckling, too. Mom and her brother, they're all going, yep, she doesn't like getting up early.
But you like racing. It's worth it, right?
So who are your sponsors? You got any sponsors on this car?
Yep.
Who you got?
Bike Bandit, Victory Graphics, Ovac, Evendors and Gate, Leap Broncos, Maxima, Eskimo Radios, Quarterly Powdercoat, my dad, Ben Irie, and Piston Peaks.
Very good.
Wow, that's a long list.
I got to chase Victory. He hasn't got my stickers yet.
Oh, Kevin, he's been busy racing a new division.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not a dwarf car driver anymore. He's driving a... Lightning Sprint.
I think he went to Inza. He had a beautiful little Lightning Sprint.
Yeah. He's been doing a decent amount of racing for a COVID season.
Yeah. Well, if you want to drive, you can make it happen.
Yes.
Got to travel to the tracks that are open.
Yeah, that they're open. And that's really what it is in a nutshell.
That's cool. Cocopa's open.
So now you've been driving all kinds of different racetracks, right?
Yep.
Is Barona still your favorite?
Mm.
Or what's your favorite now?
Kind of.
If they pay you. I was only kidding.
So which one's your favorite track?
Cocopa.
Yeah.
That came quick. There's got to be a reason why.
Why do you like Cocopa?
Are they the same size?
It's roughly the same size.
What is the size? sorry.
Overall size? I don't know. Probably.
No, that's
the big track. The little track is... They're 13-second lap times.
Okay.
That's their... Barona's probably 150 feet long or so, maybe 80 feet wide or something.
Gotcha.
So
rough number.
All about the same?
Yeah, they're all roughly.
Yeah. All right. Well, you haven't got your Cocopa shirt on, so that's a good thing.
About how many other drivers might she be up against next week?
It depends on who she is.
Cocopa usually has a lot of turnout, so I think 2 weeks ago, I think there was 11 cars.
Oh, wow.
Do you like that? More competition?
Or would you have less cars? What would you like to see? More or less cars on the track?
Less.
Better chance of winning, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we get back, there's a whole lot more right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back. This is Racer Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. Whether you're buying new or used, the customer service is the best. 80% of their used cars on the used car lot are trade-ins. They don't buy from the auction. They send cars to the auction. If they don't meet their standards, that's what they do. They support Barona Speedway. In fact, the whole family pretty much races, their whole family races out there. And they've all won championships. And Mr. Dyke is going for another championship as we speak. All right, we got Brittany in the house. How you doing, kid?
I'm well, thank you.
Who are your guests?
I got Kelly and her crew chief, Kelly.
Is that a Kelly? He's a Kelly?
Kelly and Kelly.
Kelly and Kelly.
The Kelly Kelly Show?
Kelly Square mm-hmm. today.
Kelly Square.
Yes. So, you know, before we went on air, I heard a little something that maybe Kelly... Sorry to the family in the back seat here to bring this up because it can't be easy. Kelly, you've gone over. You've had some crashes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're okay with it, right?
Yep.
Yep. You got back up on that horse. Mm-hmm. You got back in the car, got back in behind the wheel. You know, anytime I do something like that, I try to learn something. Was there something to be learned from that, or was it just like there was a cluster in front of her and there was nowhere to go?
The latest one was just on a practice
latest
day.
One. Whoa, okay.
How many times
okay.
have you been upside down? How many times?
It's not.
Four
times.
Well, it's good she has a memory. You know, sometimes we hit our heads.
Four times. Yeah, but she's wearing good safety gear.
That's true.
So this last one that you got upside down on, do you know why you got upside down? As she looks to her crew chief. No.
But you were saying it's not as bad as you thought it would be.
And by the way, dead silence on radio doesn't work. You have to talk because nobody can see you.
She was talking fine when we were walking up. Well, I was hopping up. But
yeah. So were you out there by yourself or are you with other cars?
By myself.
Okay,
that's
so
nice.
You were practicing and probably hit a rut.
Yeah, those things bounce. It's so funny. The rear ends, boing, boing, boing,
well,
boing, boing.
There's not a lot of suspension in that car.
Only in the front.
Yeah.
Yeah, we made a deal with the guys in Pahrump, so I put in her sealed motor so we could race out there for it to be semi-legal.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Barona for a practice day, and they did 4 10-lap sessions. And then on her 10th lap or her 8th or 9th lap of the 4th part of the session, full throttle, when the turn just hit a little lip and still full throttle and barrel rolled and took the rear end out of the car and
gave you a job.
Well, you didn't
gave me something to do.
You didn't want it anyway. Get rid of it.
Right. And gave me a lot of work because the following week we had to go to Pahrump.
Yeah. So mom is sitting away from the microphone, but I'm looking at the expression
on
her face.
That's why I almost didn't bring it up, but I'm proud of you, Kelly, for getting back in.
Did it scare you?
Not everybody does that.
Did it scare you?
Yeah.
But it did went away? Because you've been out since, right?
Yes.
You've been out driving since?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't shake your head.
She'll
go back.
You have
to say yes.
It happens. It's part of what happens. And, you know, my dad always practices, go out again, go out again, go out again. And it's like sometimes I'm so tired. So I don't know if that could have been it. Because there's times where I'm like, if I go out one more time, I might not make it all the way around.
Yeah. Her car had to be carried back to the trailer because it couldn't roll.
Yeah,
but she didn't have to be
end.
Carried, right?
Yeah. No, she was fine.
There we go.
Well, you guys, I mean, you know, when you've got little 9-year-old kids racing, the safety is more important than winning the race.
Yes.
I mean, we're talking helmets, driving
suits. The seat's the most important.
Right.
Having an actual full containment seat versus some seats have small sides and they put the heads on, but the full containment seats, you got the ribs and the shoulders and the head, locks you in there pretty good.
Those
so
feel
because
good.
She's so small, I mean, do you have to have those? Are those seats special built for kids her size?
No, that's just got a regular 12-inch seat, which is adjustable, inches.
Oh,
except
cool.
for I had to shorten it another 3 inches and re-drill it and cut some things to make it
so it would,
for the seat belts to go through because she's so small.
I can relate. I have a youth seat in my car.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I do. Yeah, when I bought mine, I gave it over to Darren Brent, one of the B&B guys. Mm-hmm. And he put in it something because I needed to order a youth seat. Keeps me from eating that second cupcake.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's you know, and you know, getting her positioned in the car properly where she can
correct.
See out of it.
Seat belt angle. And
right.
Then she's got a next gen, so, you know, head restraint to keep her head from hitting the steering.
Oh, she does have a head and neck device?
Is that required for the junior masters?
No, but it...
I mean, why not? It,
right, exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Why would you cheap out on something like that? And a donut... Right. I'm not a donut fan, you know, one that goes underneath the helmet.
Yep.
I'm not a fan of that.
We had that for, you know, we had that for the beginning, then finally we got, you know, the next gen, which is way safer. Because
right.
if you look at it, you could go, is your daughter worth $300
right.
or is she worth $20?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. You know, so, you get it right on the head.
Right. And even with the seat, the $600 seat or $100 seat.
Right. Yeah. What do you want?
Yeah. That's not where you want to skip.
Right. But no, she flips and, you know, she's been
right
over,
back up.
She's been over a few times.
Did you see all of them, Mom?
Most of them.
She's yeah,
more than she cared to.
Yeah.
The one.
Well, I feel comfortable because I feel she's safe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. How many times you been over?
Not yet. I've heard it's not a matter of if, but when.
When.
I've done everything else. T-bone, head-on, wall, major air.
So, Kelly, you can teach her all about when she gets upside
down. Oh, I've
down,
seen
huh?
plenty. Yeah. I've seen them fly over me, barrel roll over me. I've seen everything. And nothing was as scary as I thought it would be. But for me, in the middle of a kind of an epic crashes that I've been in, time seems to slow down. I don't know if that sounds weird. I've talked
no,
to other drivers. It's like that. It's crazy. Time really slows down. And it's never been as bad as I thought. Thought it would be
right,
but
if you've seen it on video, it might be a different situation altogether,
or through the lens of my mother's eyes.
Yeah, oh yeah. I'm sure.
I just try to put the thumb out the window. I'm okay.
Right, that's all you can do.
you need to do that too, Callie. If you're okay, get
one
of those thumbs out there.
You gotta let Mom and Dad know that you know you're still in good shape and ready to go out and do it again.
I want to know about go ahead.
Her last one about a month and a half ago, Kokopa. You know, her car was still in good shape, but she decided to sit the heat race out after, because it was during the heat race. And then she went back in for the main, and I think she got fifth.
All right.
Very good. Yeah. Sometimes your bell gets rung. My bell's been rung a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and at her age, that's something you got to really be concerned about, too.
Yeah, start collecting those.
You're going to have to start putting rubber pads on top of the car, so it's a softer roll. It'll look like a bubble car.
She's not going to outgrow this car anytime soon, is she? I'm looking at a picture of it.
No.
Probably not.
We're going to, after this next race this weekend, we're going to lower the seat and get her, because she's grown a little bit, so we're going to readjust the seat and pedals and stuff to get her to fit for the next couple of years.
Right.
Because right now, because she's, when she first started, she was only like barely 40 inches tall, so the seat, she's actually elevated in that car right now.
So you got to get her now back.
I'm gonna lower her down so we get lower the center of gravity. And
yeah. You know who Dale Earnhardt is?
No.
He loves to sit low in the hole. His car, he always sat on the floor. I mean, as low as he could get it.
Oh, I'm elevated too. So we've talked about that.
Yeah, you got to see over the
my
steering
center, I have to be able to see out, but the center of gravity is then higher.
Right.
Yeah. And I move forward, and so I don't have as much rear end weight, and have to adjust. Did you pick the color of your car? It's really pretty.
Yeah.
That's a nice color. What color would you color that?
Blue. Well, kind of like a teal. It's kind of like on the movie Cars, Tow Mater. When he was a brand new car. That's the color of the chassis, because I was going to make it like a tow truck hook on the back just for show, but have to take it off for racing. And then we ended up going with the patina look. It's all rusted out. And people will go, how do you get your car so rusty? Well, it's a wrap because aluminum doesn't rust.
Yeah, exactly. I have every die cast from the movie Cars.
Oh.
Every one of them hanging on my wall at my house. So it's close to 50 of them.
Oh.
Yeah. And I've got the full floor-to-ceiling cardboard cutouts in my garage of Mater and Lightning and Cozy Cones. Yeah, I got a little OCD going there, but that's another story.
Right.
So, all right. So you've been doing school from home?
Yes and no.
Been going in sometimes?
Mm-hmm. 2 days a week.
Oh, 2 days a week.
Where
lucky.
Do you go? Where do you go to school?
Lindo Park.
Where?
Lindo Park.
Oh.
Lindo Park.
I don't know where Lindo
Park is. I don't either. Is that Lakeside? Yes. Lindo Lake, Lindo Park.
Right next to it.
Is it next to Lindo Lake?
So that's nice. Twice a week you get to go in, see your friends.
Do they all know your race?
Half.
Have any of them come to see you race?
Or have you ever taken your car to school?
Nope.
But you're good about, you've been to the fair. She went to the Del Mar Fair, right, before?
Yes, last year, yeah.
Put it on display.
Mm-hmm. How about any car shows?
The El Cajon car show.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's right, yes.
Well, didn't they have a night just for Barona? And...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they used to.
She won one of the nights with her car.
Oh, did
she? They got the little trophy that lit up or whatever.
How cool is that?
Very cool.
All right.
It's a nice looking car.
Absolutely. All right.
What's up with 20?
Yeah, whose number
why number
is that?
20?
Is that your number or is that just the number it had on it?
That's my number.
Is that your favorite number? Yeah. There you go, shaking your head again.
20 is a good number for Kelly. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a really nice looking car. It's easy to spot.
Yeah, that's true. That's really got to be good for mom.
I like that tow truck idea.
I like that
boom on the back. That would be kind of cool.
Well, it's been fun getting to know more of the junior drivers and then watching them. You know, it's actually fun to watch their races.
Yeah, watch them grow.
Yep.
Because that's the key when you
absolutely.
See them get better and better.
I've seen that.
She's gone. When she first started out of a 20-lap main event, she'd probably do 8 to 10 laps. She'd get lapped literally every lap to at least once, if not twice.
Yeah.
And now she's hanging out with some of the fastest kids in the, out with the guys out in Kokopa.
Yeah.
They're super fast, and especially at the Masters class now, the race pace is just so much greater than it was in the sports.
Yeah, because after that, you join us adults, so.
Yes.
So what's top speed for her right now?
About 40, I think, around there.
Yeah, that's fast enough.
Yeah, because you're turning the whole time. Do you drift? Do you drift a little? Get that rear end around?
Mm-hmm.
On purpose? You like it?
Probably not on purpose. It just kind of happens when you turn, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just keeps coming out and around. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to a representative from Paris Auto Speedway, Jim Naylor, talking about Ventura Raceway right here on FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio. I'm Dave. She's Brittany.
I am.
And this is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
This segment brought to you by the good folks at Paris Auto Speedway. Not that far of a drive. Well worth the excitement. Any chance they're hopefully going to get themselves up and running again next season. And I cannot wait. It should be off the charts. But right now, we want to talk about a very famous track and find out the status. Jim Naylor, he's a promoter at Ventura Raceway. How you doing, Jim?
Well, thanks for having me on. I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're just doing very, very well ourselves. So what do you got going? How's any latest news on Ventura?
Well, as Donnie at Paris Auto Speedway, we last raced March 7th, and from that point on, we have been abiding by all the COVID regulations. He actually got to open his track for some practices and stuff a few months ago. We just got to open just recently for practices, so the county has a lot to say what we do. But the real issue right now for most of us at a fairgrounds facility in the state of California is we're hoping that the fairgrounds last long enough. They have suffered tremendously because they made their living off renting spaces at their fairgrounds, and they have not been allowed to rent their spaces for just about anything except COVID testing.
Interesting. Okay. So
it's pretty scary, Dave.
Well, I was going to say, because the light doesn't look too bright at the end of the tunnel for you guys right now. It doesn't sound like.
Well, You know, I've been doing it 42 years. This would have been my 42nd year. I started when there was nothing there. Donnie's family built that whole facility there and put up the money to do it. So a little different circumstances. I just kept expanding as it went on. So I have a lot of investment there. I've done a lot of things at the fairgrounds personally over the 42 years. I've had some, a lot of sweat equity and stuff. Right now I'm personally painting the facility that I occupy, you know, the main grandstand arena and some restrooms. While I have the chance, I figured I might as well do
right.
it. They can't afford to do it. They can't afford to do it. And it's the saddest time because yeah. now is when we have time. You know, we have time mm-hmm. to not worry about the next event or the county fair that's going to be there. So we're trying to do that, and we're trying to help the fairgrounds get through it by any means possible. There's been a couple commercial shot, one using the racetrack pit office, a Nissan commercial, which just started showing this weekend. So anything we can do to help the fairgrounds make money is what we need to do. And in my suggestion to any community, if you have a fairgrounds in that community and you realize that they're not doing quinceañeras, they're not doing weddings, they're not doing any of the swap meets or any of the things, they need help. Maybe it's time, if you got a construction business or something, walk in there and volunteer. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can fix a restroom or do something, because if the fairgrounds go away, it's going to leave a big, big empty space when the economy gets going, because there's just not going to be any places in a community for us to have motorsports, car shows, weddings, dances, whatever.
Yeah, I know. You're absolutely right. And the public needs to, and that's a really good suggestion, that they just do need to get out there. And if there's any way they can help, do it.
It's the little things, you know. Somebody, a plumber, he could come and you know, make a few adjustments to some restrooms, or a carpenter, a guy that's, you know, any self-employed, or if you're just employed and you want to go help. Mm-hmm. I think it's something that needs to be done, and I've been trying to push that. I do a little radio call-in during racing season at our local AM station, and I, at the end of every one, I suggest if you have a chance, or if you can rent the place under the circumstances, there are some things that can happen at a fairgrounds right now. We need to do that. It's a small business that we need to keep going.
Well, without a shadow of a doubt, you're absolutely correct. And, you know, like I said, we still don't know where this COVID is going. We don't know how long it's going to last. We don't know the impact. I mean, everybody's got into the big shutdown right now, which is going to hurt a lot of businesses, including racetracks. Granted, the season for racing theoretically would be close to being over right now, but you know, you don't know whether to gear up for next year or not, because the future is so dim.
Well, it would have been turkey night number 80 for the Agajanian family, and it would be my fifth in a row. We made a decision a few months ago to pull the pin, because too many people would have to spend money, buy tickets. That race is so famous, they come from all over the United States. So the last thing we would ever want to do would be to have people spend money and then come out here and have it shut down, which is what it exactly did. You know, with curfews and stuff, we would have been shut down. We wouldn't have been able to have any spectators, and the Agajanian family and I felt that not having spectators for the 80th running of this famous race would just be terrible. So we decided we'll pass on it. We'll do the 80th running next year, the pomp and circumstances and all the promotion. And I think at least by that time, we should all be up and running. If we're not, we're all in big trouble.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that somewhere next year, we're all going to start racing. A lot of people chose to race without spectators or limited crowds. That's just not going to work for most of us. We don't have big enough anything right now to gamble on only having 25% or 10%, or as they did in the Midwest, they didn't care. They said they could have 50%. Some of them had some of them, Wisconsin, in those areas in the Midwest, they had the largest crowds they've ever had, because we're not racing anywhere. Mm-hmm. Our guys are back there racing. They got a 6,000 seats. They have 9,000 people in the stands.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have no hospital rooms for all the people that are sick.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there has to be an economy. You guys know that. I know that. And there has to be protection. We haven't found where that medium is to make both of those things happen reasonably. And I think that's going to happen soon. I don't know if it's going to be soon enough for everybody, but I know Donnie and I stay in contact a lot, the promoter of Paris Auto Speedway, wonderful man. And we're working on schedules right now. We're working with USAC and all the groups we work with to get schedules that'll start in March.
Mm-hmm.
Now, none of us know if we can start in March. You know, none of us know what's going to exactly happen. Because every day there's a new set of rules. We get up, we turn on the radio or the TV,
yep.
And you guys tell us, well, there's new rules today. We're going to do this. We're not going to do that. You know,
right.
So we're in the same boat.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely crazy. You know, and we've got a young lady in our studio today. 9 years old. Loves to race. It's done quite well. You know, and this kind of insanity is what's going to affect her and her future and her mom and dad, who are here in the studio court right along with her brother and you know, and this is what they do for their entertainment, and it's just, you know, the end result, the repercussions are endless and they're terrible.
Well, I can actually have a lot of sympathy for. I started in 1955. Racing quarter midgets with my dad.
Wow.
That's why I'm in the racing business. So I've been doing it for a long, long time. In the 40s, went to the races when I was a real little guy in Ascot Speedway and Saugus and places like that to watch races. So it's something that I've done pretty much all my life. So I really am on her side. But we have a whole other thing that a lot of people aren't factoring into this equation. And the factoring situation is by 2030, a lot of guys are not even going to be building cars that have gasoline engines in them, and by 2050, there should be none. So we have to now start looking at the fact that we might be phasing into cars that are powered by electric motors. So
yeah.
They'll just be big slot cars, which will be extremely interesting. And I think that's going to start phasing in the next 5 years. I think we're going to see cars racing on our tracks that have electric motors.
Well,
hybrids, but electric motors.
Yeah. The only good thing about that, the batteries will be down on the below. Will be, make for a nice, you know, really keep that car planted. That's the only positive I can think.
No. The next positive is we don't have a sound problem.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So yeah, that's true.
That is the biggest problem all racetracks have, you know. I'm actually really close to the city, although we're right on the coast in Ventura. The city of Ventura, the hills start and they go right up there, so our sound travels right up into the hills. If we go to electric cars the next 5 years, the only thing they'll start complaining about is the lights are on. You know, the lights
right.
are too bright at your stadium because they won't have any complaints about sound.
Maybe that high whine.
But where are we all going to plug in?
Yeah, where are we going to plug in? That's enough.
Big giant diesel generators.
Hopefully they have solar power figured out. If they got solar power figured out and a few other things, we might be all in the ballgame. Heaven only knows. I don't have a crystal ball, and I can't tell you. But what I read, and I keep an eye on all the automotive stuff, we're headed for that thing quicker than we think.
Oh, you have no idea. I mean, and everybody is committing to full electric by 2050. But
General Motors is now spending more money developing their EV program than they are internal combustion engines.
And just about all the manufacturers are, really. I mean, Nissan's coming out with the Ariya. You got, and then, yeah, it's going to be endless. At least I got to enjoy gasoline engines when I could, you know, so that's a wonderful thing.
It is, because some of them, like an Offenhauser, there's some motors that make such a beautiful sound. I liked Formula One, you know, 20 years ago when they had, you know, 8 cylinders and 16 cylinders and 10. Those were all just great sounding motors. They had such a thing. But yes, that'll go away. Maybe the kids will tune in and they'll listen to some old race. They go, what the heck is that? What's all that noise?
What's wrong with that car?
Well, what they'll do is they'll tune it. They'll put on Ford versus Ferrari, and then then they'll be able to get their fix.
That's lovely. Lovely movie.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, it's guys like you and Don that's going to keep this thing going, and that's the only thing we can hope for.
Well, I started the racetrack 42 years ago. It was just a little speedway bike track, and took it over and made it bigger and turned it into a car track. So I feel real responsible to everybody that's, you know, jumped on the wagon and raced there. Some famous racers have raced there. So I'll continue to do it. I'm not getting any younger. I'm kind of an old man right now, but I truly love it. And to hear this 9-year-old girl, which is great. A 9-year-old girl, so happy to race. It's so good to see people that enjoy it. What, no matter who they are, I just love people that come to the races. And it's been a family sport. My family went to racing forever. That was the closest I was. And unfortunately, when I bought the racetrack, my dad was partners in another business. We were together, and he says, "I don't want to be partners of this, but I'll help you." And he died a year and a half later. And he was a heavy equipment operator, mechanic. I was a sign painter and custom car painter. So we had kind of things covered, but he never really got to see it grow to what it was.
Wow. Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, hey, keep up the good work. Got a website in case people want to stay in touch?
Oh, yeah. VenturaRaceway.com. We're on Instagram. We haven't had a lot of things posted because not a lot of things have been happening. Right. But they will start happening. And thank you so much for having me on. You guys have been great every year. You always have me on this time of year. Thank you so much. And keep up the good work because we need those little girls racing.
You got it, man. Hey, enjoy your Thanksgiving. Give all our admirations to you and your family, and we will talk to you down the road, I'm sure.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
We got a pontoon boat with a Yamaha. People dress like they're in Panama. Small town spring break every weekend around this place.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer. Our guest has walked out. She's like, I'm done waiting.
She dropped the mic.
Yeah, I was like, I have to wait 10 minutes?
This segment's brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in lovely Santee. CertifiedCarCare.net for all your automotive needs, whether it's a street car, race car, RV, drag car. The gang at Certified, they know it all. They got an in-house dyno to make sure everything they do comes out top-notch. And if you've been looking for those hose specialties, you know, where you get the braided lines, well, they do that there as well. HoseSpecialties.com. Well, we got Dad.
Here she comes.
Oh, here she comes. You walk out on the radio show, but that's okay. You're doing
She's back and she's smiling.
She's always smiling. All right. So, hi, Kelly. How are you? Pull that microphone.
Good.
All right. And your name is Kelly. What's your last name?
Weitzel.
All right. And how long have you been racing?
I just ended my fourth year.
Okay. Fourth year. Getting pretty good at it.
Was she third in championship points or something? There's a rumor out there.
Yep, she's third in Kokopa, and then last year she was third in Verona.
A fist pump, I was third too, 2018 at Verona.
Were you?
Which was a very competitive group of boys.
Well, it sounds like she's got a pretty good competitive group as well.
Are there any other girls in Masters Dwarf Car?
Yeah.
You have a name? No.
How many?
Just one.
Wait,
she's
three
counting.
Fingers.
That's probably four or five.
Yeah, oh,
four.
Okay.
Wow, that's
great.
There's
a good, then Kokopa, there's a good group of girls down there.
Are there? Yeah. Well, it's Kokopa really. I mean, what is the draw to Kokopa?
It's a nice facility. It's all concrete. And
yeah, it's really
like
nice.
Like a half, 3/8 or a half mile down the big
it's
track.
It's big.
Yeah. A lot of speed there for the big cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're right, the facility's nice. I think they even had two showers in the pit area.
Yeah, the bathrooms and they got showers in the pits.
The grandstands are nice. Yeah. It's not
and
too
it's about
far
two and a half
job.
Hour drive?
Not 2.5 hours.
Is it right
it's
off
like
the
180 miles, 70 miles from
right off the freeway?
Yeah, that's about 10 miles in from.
And there's a hotel across the way and a casino because that's how I got Steve out to watch my one national. I said, there's a casino across the street.
Kokopa Resort Casino.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. And they usually, from what everybody tells, I mean, I haven't heard one negative about that track, and everybody loves to go out there and run.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that go.
Yeah.
So we got a Winter Nationals coming up in January, then.
Out of Kokopa?
Kokopa. And then,
so how are they dealing with this COVID thing? I mean, are they able to work around it?
Work around it with the mask and, you know, Social distancing.
Yeah, somehow they're working around it because for 4 years.
In the seat,
yeah,
that's for sure.
The Harvest Hustle was always out in Arizona, and they said, we can't do it at Canyon. We're going to be at Cocoa Paw this week.
Right. Yeah, I don't know the rules, if it's 25% or whatever for the grandstands, but everybody wears a mask and everybody kind of spreads out and keeps everything safe as possible.
It's a big enough seating area to where you can spread out pretty good.
Yes.
Kind of like Paris Auto Speedway.
Yeah.
Because Paris is really big on the west side of the track.
Yes,
I mean,
it is.
You can really spread out.
Yeah, it's another nice
But I think Arizona is just doing things differently. My wife, she's going there next week for a dog show because Arizona's the only one that's doing dog shows.
Well, yeah, a lot of my students are going. They're like, I'll be absent on Friday because I have a tournament. There's soccer tournaments and softball tournaments. Yeah. There's one of my girls is in a lacrosse tournament right now, but not racing, apparently, at Canyon. You know, you never know.
Right.
Might be closer to town or.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just, like I said, it just seems their whole mindset's different than here in California.
Shocking. Sorry.
Shocking.
Sorry, born and raised here. Haven't.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
You and me both. All right. So that is your boy race?
No.
Motorcycles, wakeboarding, skateboarding, snowboarding.
Yeah,
he just
hangs
out. Yeah, okay. He's active. Moral support.
So he just never got the racing bug?
No. Not yet.
Yeah. That's cool.
He's still young.
Yeah, no, it's you know.
And he's 13, so at his age, he's going
to
be just
you're going to have to join the
end of the one season or the car type.
Right.
Yeah.
Running out of age anyway, so.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So maybe, if anything, a Pinto or a stock car?
Yeah, you never know.
But he likes his motorcycle. He made sure to tell me that.
Oh, he's into motorcycles. Well, you're a motorcycle girl.
Yeah, that's why I heard it. Maybe he wasn't saying it. Maybe it was a subliminal message and I just
You know where you need to go for a road trip with the family, especially for motorcycles? It's called Dofo Winery up in Temecula.
Well, okay. That's 21 and up, so.
No, you can go look at the motorcycles.
You know where you should take your kids? A winery.
What?
Right.
Just do like I say and Google it.
They'll be designated drivers.
They got walls.
They just might not be old enough
they
to drive.
They got walls and walls of classic motorcycles.
It's just up in Temecula. It's
over
gorgeous.
225 classic motorcycles on the wall, on the ground. They watch all the MotoGP. And I was thinking more for him than anything. And he can go see a lot of vintage, you know, Italian. Isn't everything Italian?
Yeah, there's a definite Italian. They are Italian that went through, I can't remember, like Venezuela. It was a weird way to get to the U.S.
Yeah, but you could take kids to a winery.
Or not.
Well, I didn't say you're going to go drinking. Good.
We take him to the casino. You just got to stay on the right colored carpet.
Exactly. But I'll bet you if you contacted the folks at Dofo, they would say, absolutely, you can bring the kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's a history lesson.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's like art. There's definitely art pieces. They have a wall
of motorcycles.
It's like 25 feet tall. All motorcycles are labeled what they are, the year. It's pretty cool.
And bikes you've never seen.
Yeah.
Because all of them are from Italy. I think, mainly, right?
A lot of them are. Not all of them.
The majority. Well, I haven't been. You've been.
I've been. I went and saw the MotoGP there.
Yes, you did.
With my crew chief, with my papa. Yeah. We went to a winery. You know why? We're both over 21.
That's right.
Barely. Barely.
Yeah, right. Barely. In your dream.
Why are you laughing? What?
Why is she laughing?
That was a loud giggle.
Well, I think it has to do with that racing stripe you have.
Why? Platinum hair.
Brittany's 21, just with 20 years of experience.
There you go.
I will take that because that just made me 41. So yeah. I will take that.
You'll take that to the bank.
Yes. So back to Kelly.
Since we're almost
and not
over.
My age, I love the grill here. She has a grill here that has her initials. Where
it's
did that?
Billet aluminum. Yeah.
That's cool looking.
I didn't even notice that. Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's a plasma cut it out and with her initials in it. Mm. Cool. Or my initials, whatever way you want to look at it.
Yeah, because you're both Kellys.
I like my initials because they're even BS.
Even if you look at the back of the car, it has a cutout too with the perforated metal with the inset.
Yeah.
How much work does it take to keep that car running? A lot or none?
It just depends on her wreck. know her flip. But
but I mean, if she does,
for the
she's
most part,
giggling
you can
just
nut and bolted, and we got maintenance and clutch every race that you know, make sure everything works and chain lubed and everything.
Is it a wet or dry clutch?
Dry.
Dry. Okay.
We
so
have,
it, just about maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours. Just you know, if you just got down to it, but usually you see something else and you inspect it, and that takes
yeah,
right.
That's the first thing I do. Everything off, all everything, panels, tires, take it all off, inspect.
Yep. Inspect.
Yeah.
Do you look at your car, Kelly?
Yeah.
From the seat, or do you actually look at it with your dad?
Look at it with my dad.
Yeah, just in case, so he can show you certain things. Say, see this.
One of these days, you might have to travel out of town without him.
No, that ain't gonna happen.
Someday.
No, that's look at the whole family shaking their head.
I had to do it. I was surprised. First I went to Colorado.
Well,
and
yeah, but you're not 9 years old.
I said someday. Well, you're sending her to a winery, Dave.
Well, of course
I'm sending her to
a
race.
Absolutely.
I was at the Las Vegas for the World of Concrete, and then
I had my sister and my mom babysitting me.
And they know everything about the car?
No.
And it took
so then you need to know.
Yeah. Ryan O'Connor took the car
nice.
To the track for us because obviously I was out of town. And
nice.
And I got like 20 phone calls about her getting in the seatbelt because she just, because they don't do the seatbelts the way I put her in the seatbelts.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know.
That's
so
what I'm talking
out,
about.
She was out of routine a little bit, so it was a rough go around. For that one particular weekend.
But you made it, huh?
She made it.
All right.
I was thinking about Ryan O'Connor earlier when I'd done everything except roll, because he was my first mega crash my first year, head on, spun out right in front of me. Yes, my
first. You thought you'd go say hi?
Well, it was my first concussion in the race car.
You actually got a concussion?
A little bit.
A little bit. A
little bit.
Which means it was a lot. Rang your bell.
It rang my bell. But then everyone came over and they said, let's fix this car so you can get back out there. Right? That's part of it.
And you probably said, where?
No, it was great because Ryan's front bumper was mangled. Like he took it off, threw it over, and we're like, well, that's better than mine. Can we have yours? And we put it on.
Because you had to have a bumper,
yes,
right?
Yes. We had Greg Goodwin came over and started welding. Kyle Dodd came over with wrenches. He's all, let's get to work. Like, how it is.
Yeah, and you're out wandering around.
No, I was sitting trying not to puke. That's why I know I had a little bit of a concussion. My bell was rung.
Yeah. Man, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, it's been fun having you in. You're more than welcome to come back when you feel like it.
When you feel like talking.
And because you talk a lot. Holy mackerel. Right here on FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The answer. Yeah, it's all right. We're the revival of faith on the sun. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like the sun. Like the sky. Like the sun. Wow.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.